Catherine, would you like to, you want to take some more time to look at that, or before Barbara testifies, or did you want to go first? Barbara, did you want to go first for your...
Yeah, I'd like to have a chance to meet
it. Okay, why don't you do that, and Barbara, why don't you come up first then, and then you can make the point. And the way we work this is if you just say your name and who you represent for the record.
Okay, I'm Barbara Mills, and I'm currently president of the Anchorage chapter of MAD. This is the first time I've read the current bill, this new, what you're proposing.
Okay, I want to clarify something right away. This is a draft.
I realize.
It's a work draft. It's not even a piece of legislation.
Right. This is the first time I've read this draft.
And so nobody on this committee has signed off on this.
Right.
This is just a document that we can work off today to work with it and see what kind of consensus we can reach.
I understand. But I would like to say that, personally, I'm opposed to any changes in the happy hour law as it stands now. I don't see any reason to change something that, in my opinion, works. Alcohol-related deaths are down. I see the potential for creating loopholes, just glancing over this draft in the few minutes that I've had. I understand there's going to be some question as to the live entertainment changing to also being, if there are delayed games or anything, putting that on there. I see that could potentially grow into something more and thus creating a happy hour as such. You could have videotapes of games and be playing those all day, not run anything between the hours of 4 and 8, and then your drinks would drop back down, and that would be a sort of happy hour. I don't like the, and I understand that there is some question about the definition at the top as regards to giving out drinks at, let me get mine to marketing device to the general public. They're changing it to, or proposing to change it to, free alcoholic beverages to a patron in order to encourage the consumption of alcoholic beverages. I find that vague, to say the least. I think we'd have to turn around then and start defining that. I think that the wording as a marketing device to the general public is suitable. And having drinks, the prices of drinks on a calendar day, you could have offer Michelob on Tuesdays, Budweiser's on Wednesdays, Löwenbräu on Thursdays, and essentially have a drink of the day every day of the week. And people could come in and drink these particular alcoholic beverages and could consume more. I don't see any reason why we're changing this bill or proposing to change it. I just would like to go on record that myself and that my chapter of MAD is opposed to any changes in this bill.
Okay, thank you. Other questions from members of the committee? Because, thank you very much. Next on the list to testify is Charlene and Kathy.
I'm Charlene Conti, and I'm currently Vice President of the Anchorage Chapter of MAD, and I am here to just let it be on record that I agree with Barbara Mills, our President. We've discussed this, and I do not see any reason to change the bill as it is written at this point either, for all the reasons that she has stated.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Thank you. Next on the list to testify is Evelyn Lillisay.
Yes.
I got it right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I'm Evelyn Lillisay, and I'm here to represent Mothers for MAD, and I can see no reason to change the
the legislation that they have right now for the happy hour. That's all I have.
Any questions? Thank you.
Well, you can't
appeal
to the
Supreme
Court again.
Next on the list to testify is Jim Letaski.
I'm Jim Letaski, and I've been a resident of Alaska for 24 years, and I kind of agree with what Barb Mills does says with MAD about the happy hour. I was involved in quite a raw deal here about back in 75, and it resulted from happy hour. It was violent crime, which happened to me. I had my nose removed from my face. And anytime you can keep alcohol away from people that can't handle it, I suggest you listen to the public and put it to use. And let's see, I had a new car here a couple of weeks ago, a month or two, and it was completely totaled by a drunk driver at around 7 to 9 p.m., approximately happy hour. And anything that you can do to stop it, slow the alcohol down, for people that do care about what happens to people, even through happy hour, I suggest that we do listen to each side of the story, and if we can stop it, you know, I appreciate any work you people can do for it. And I do stand with Matt against any type of alcohol being given away as a way to bring people into the club to make money. Thank you.
Mr. Letaski, are there any questions? I was just curious. You know, the bill prohibits, you know, giving away alcohol to encourage the consumption of it. This this proposal here, right? So it would be illegal to give away as a marketing device still, also illegal to give it away to try to encourage people to drink, still under this language. And also, the change that's proposed here would make it go from pricing it by the hour, so to speak, to pricing it by the day. So the circumstance where a short period of time the price would change, could be, you know, lowered, wouldn't exist. It'd have to be for the whole day. And one of the things we're also concerned about is there's been some talk about making sure that whatever product was priced for that day would be available for that entire period also. It wouldn't be the type of thing where it just wasn't available except for a couple hours or something. So we're real concerned about those two, and we're trying to work out some sort of compromise here that would be good for both the industry. It's fair, but still doesn't encourage in any way consumption to a level where it results in people, you know, increasing the risk to the public. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please feel free, if there's any time during the meeting, any you've already testified, just kind of raise your hand if you've got some comments later on.
Okay.
Sure, Barbara.
Then what about, they may offer lowbrow, nice to use it for instance, 7 days a week, but there's nothing to stop them from having a sale on it, so to speak, on Tuesdays, and a sale of it, of Budweiser on Wednesdays. That's not going to hurt them monetarily. And even though they're offering it on, say, Lowbrow the rest of the week at its usual price, and you're talking about on a calendar day, there's so they could have specials each day of the week, but still offer that beer the rest of the week.
That'd be correct.
And so essentially, instead of happy hours, now you're talking about us dealing with happy days. And people will go in and consume large amounts of this because they can afford this beer or alcoholic beverage during on this day, and the next day they'll go in and drink the next thing that's on sale. And that is a real concern.
Thank you. Next on, well, we don't have anybody else. No. Well, yeah, we do. Catherine, you want to?
Well, as I said over and over and over again, I'm Catherine Bigler, and I am state coordinator for MAD.
MAD is against any changes. I've talked to Mike Gordon, representing the alcohol industry, and you, Dave, and I've told you that we do not want to change. We worked very hard to get this bill. We worked very hard with Vic Fisher to get this bill. We think it's fine as it is. We did have a lawyer look at it when we at the bill and at the proposals, because a law can be changed with just one word and make it just absolutely a ridiculous law, like our so many laws that we've had passed. We are very concerned. This is what we agreed to. It's very simple. I showed this to you, the ability to price product by the day. The only thing that we're concerned about that is nickel beer. Who's to say what price that's going to be for the day? And we're very concerned about that. Or women's night. Women can come in and have their beer could be free or one penny or something like that with any date, but that makes it a woman's night, like Wednesday night sometimes used to be. That doesn't, the ability to price the product doesn't say what they can lower it to. And this could be nickel beer every day. You know, what we got, the happy hour, it was a crime to have a happy hour, 3-4, 2-4, 4-4, for a price of one. And we fought that for many years. And you know, deaths are down in this whole state. Every MAD chapter is against changing the bill. We must go on record in saying that. But since it was proposed, we had to look at it and work with the industry to see what would happen. And we agreed to very little. I too would put a period after offer or deliver free alcoholic beverages to a patron, period. You don't have to have it in there in order to encourage the consumption of alcoholic beverages. This seems to be a little offensive to say things like that, although that is what you're doing, is to discourage anyone from consuming alcoholic beverages. See, you have that underlined in there in order, section one,
mm-hmm.
Number one, down there at the bottom, we have it, in order to encourage the consumption of alcoholic beverages. That doesn't read very well, and we'd like that. It's just a period after the patron, to a patron. But we must go on record saying that we really, you know, don't want it changed. We did work, and I did talk to him and say that you before said, I agreed to these things. If you're going to change the bill, we want to work with you, and that way we'll agree to some things. We really do not want to change. We don't want you to mess with it for a while. We want to be able to have it work for a while. We've barely had it even work a year. Has it been a year?
This month?
And when you can see that deaths are down, we ought to leave it alone.
Yeah. Catherine, my understanding is Senator Fisher said to me that the interpretation that's been labeled in some of the sections of this bill wasn't the intent of the legislature when the original law was passed. Do you agree with Senator?
I don't know which one. I have to know what you're saying. Huh. I mean, the intent of, like, when Mike Gordon and I were talking, he said the intent, like, you know, raising the prices from when live music, they had entertainment. Well, that was the intent of the bill, that they could do that. It evidently wasn't written in there, but I know that Vic Fisher and I talked about that, and I had no objection to that whatsoever. You do have to pay for live entertainment. They should be able to collect more for their drinks at that time.
So you're saying that, or are you saying, well, that's real confusing, Catherine. You just said you don't want any changes. But
well, insertion. Well, that was the intent. That was not inserted. So here it says, the insertion that they can raise the price of the drink. Like, regular price of a drink is, I don't know what prices of drinks are, but say $2 for a drink. That's the normal price. But you're having live entertainment come in Friday and Saturday. Then you can raise that price to $2.50, but that's standard for live entertainment or whatever.
Okay. So, but under existing law, that seems to be prohibited.
Okay, well,
so page 2, the fourth paragraph, that, are you saying, is your testimony now that MAD doesn't oppose that section?
No, we don't oppose that section. I am saying, yes, we do not oppose that section.
Okay, so the real issue lies in the language in the paragraph one, which I don't like either, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're trying to get at something. I see you there. We'll get to it.
Well, yeah. It has to be worded some way, that the ability to price the product by the day. Now,
that's paragraph four.
I'm going on my little yellow slip that, you know, with my talk with my board.
Yeah, well, if we run through the slip, you'll see there's nothing in here that isn't on your slip there.
Okay.
All that's in this draft, work draft, is exactly what's on your yellow slip.
Okay.
And that's only three items.
That's right.
One, attempt to make it clear that if there was a spilled drink or something like that, and that's what we're trying to do in the first change here, okay? Two, that it's by a calendar day, that allow pricing by calendar day, and that's here on the first page, that's the second change. And three, that if there's live entertainment, they can charge more for the drinks.
You know, I don't understand why that would be inserted, the spilled drink. I can see a lot of problems with that, too. And maybe I'm getting really picky, but I've learned when you get burned, you know, you start looking at everything. Does it mean that a drink that is three quarters gone and gets knocked over, maybe by an elbow, can be replaced with a full one for free?
Well, I think that would be encouraging the consumption of alcoholic beverage, so it'd be illegal. I think that's real clear.
Okay, as long as it's clear, because, you know, as I say, we've been burned so many
times. That's clearer than this, but I don't even know if that's, you know, we're not even saying that this is what this committee is suggesting at this time. We're just looking at this as a proposal from our drafters. Our drafters told us that that's what this language would achieve, that policy goal. But there's alternatives to getting there, too, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have a hearing and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chirac can clarify that a little bit, maybe what we need to help the industry in their confusion over this issue is maybe a letter of intent that simply says somebody has by accident spilled a drink. This paragraph doesn't mean that it's prohibited replacing it or something. You know, that's really a problem. So there's other alternatives. And that's one of the things I'm really looking for today, is when I wanted to have this where we could all sit around and talk, is to work together on it and not just say, you know, we don't want anything. If there's a problem out there, maybe propose alternatives or suggestions to the committee how we can all live together in the state. You know, I mean.
That's a key word. We want to live.
Right. Well, we do too. And that's why we don't want to do anything create any problems. At the same time, we want to be reasonable to our businesses.
But you know, all businesses are having a hard time now. Not just the alcohol industry, but everybody is. And their money isn't going to be flowing in because the money isn't that free in everybody's pocket. And they can't afford to go out and do the things that they've been doing.
Sure.
And they're without jobs. So every industry is going to be hurt. The alcohol industry is going to be hurt. But that's the way life is.
Barbara, I know you said you got to kick off. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah. I did see that. I wanted to, when you were talking about that fourth paragraph on the last page,
mm-hmm.
I know that Catherine was talking about live entertainment, but it also says television broadcasts, and that also was going to be proposed, from my understanding, is if a delayed game, television broadcast does not cost the alcohol industry anything, as live entertainment does. I could see live entertainment raising the prices during live entertainment time, because they do have to pay entertainers, but the television broadcast, I disagree wholeheartedly with, and I'm sure Catherine would agree with that.
Yeah, I was even concerned about live entertainment. Does it mean that when a waitress or a waiter comes over and tells you a flip little joke, is that entertainment? You know, things like that. We were getting really picky about what was considered to be, and I told Mike that too, about live entertainment. It has to be bona fide entertainment.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, the attempt there, of course, is that there was, during the hearings we had last year, or earlier this year, we talked about the entertainment question.
Yes,
we did. And the issue that was raised was, if there was like a closed circuit TV event or something, that would be costing the owner extra amount.
Yeah, because he can't play a soap opera and have the TV going on a soap opera, and that's entertainment.
ESPN has sports on all those contenders.
Well, But all those are taped also, so it wouldn't be something actually occurring at the time it is viewed. So that wouldn't even be germane to the proposal that's before the committee.
The ones that they broadcast that are taped.
And which is almost
so
everything
he is being cut. In this, yeah. I agree that television broadcast, I don't think, unless it was some...
So possibly what you might be getting at here is you might agree if it was a special thing that incurred an expense to, say, the tavern owner, such as a closed circuit
that's
thing.
Right. Not just putting on a baseball game.
Okay, then you wouldn't have a particular problem with a special event that incurred a cost of the game.
No.
The tavern owner, because
if he has to offset what is costing him, not the cost of the TV, but the cost of the program, we probably should go along with that.
Okay.
For reference to the Commerce Committee, I just wanted to ask a question. I understood that the question about entertainment is, my understanding is there was never any objection to the possibility that the bar owner would raise their prices.
Right.
So the question of whether it's live entertainment or not, is that really so germane here, or is the question that somebody has an objection to allowing license holders to raise the price of their drinks? Is there a problem with that? There was somebody suggested that it could be a case where you set a price, you raise the price of your drinks because you have the television on, and you're charging $3 for a drink, and then between the hours of 4 and 8 you turn the television off, and you then charge $2 a drink because the entertainment isn't present. Is that the problem that we're trying to get at here?
I'm not sure just exactly what... I didn't know that we had a problem, because when we talked, when I talked to... Before it was passed with Vic, when this was being drafted, when we were drafting this, was we were talking about raising prices during the time of entertainment. When they had a band come in. You know, this is a great expense to the owner of the tavern or bar or wherever it is, and they should be able to raise their price of the beverages, like a cover charge for entertainment, something like that. That's what we were talking about. That we have no objections to. But when they're just raising it because that's the time of the hour or something like that, or they turn on the TV or there's a radio going in the back room, that's not entertainment. They're
but,
not things.
But Catherine, I'm confused by the objection on this point, because just basic market economics would say that people, you know, per person would be consuming less alcohol the higher the cost is for that alcoholic drink. And your goal is for people to consume less alcohol during the time they're in one of these establishments because of possible behavior afterward.
Yeah, see what you're doing, we don't want the 2-for-1, the 3-for-1. People that say, well, okay, let's go over and stop at Chilicoot's for a drink after work. Well, they're going to sit down and have a drink and go on home after a drink probably, hopefully. But if they were getting, see, we were objecting for the 2-for-1 at that time, and there's no food.
But
we encourage giving free food.
Okay,
but if
that's
people,
a different
wait a
issue.
People go home and eat their dinner and things like that, and they're coming out for entertainment in the evening, to dance maybe,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. This does cut down on consumption, and they're also dancing or doing whatever, but they're helping pay for the live music. They're coming out to see the live music. They're not getting all that alcohol. And that's the reason we wouldn't object to that.
Okay. I got a different impression from Barbara, though. When she came up to testify first, she said that that the local chapter opposes this change in paragraph 4 on page 2. And I just don't understand that, because...
Well, I think you misunderstood her, because we have talked at length. Actually, what she is saying, that she doesn't want this changed at all.
Mm-hmm.
MAD does not want happy hour to be changed. But the intent... I'm not sure that Barbara was clear on that. When I did talk to Vic, it was the intent of the law that they could raise the price of the alcohol when they had live entertainment to offset the cost of having the live entertainment. Whether or no we had happy hour, whether or no they had the regular price, you know, $2 beer, and then they raised it to 2.25 when there was live entertainment to offset the cost of the band. That we had no objection. Is it still confusing to you?
No, I guess that's clear. I just confused her opposition to making any changes with that specific point, because she did say paragraph 4 that she didn't like that, unless I completely misheard it. It would seem like it would be in our interest or in the public interest to encourage there to be entertainment at all such establishments. The prices of drinks would be higher, theoretically, based on attendance, the establishment owner could be making more money by attracting more people, and people would be consuming less.
We have no objections to that. Our main objection is to serving people 2, 4, 3, 4 without giving them food. This way they're getting food and they're having one and they'll go on home or whatever, come back out and have a good time by dancing or seeing the entertainment. And if the bars want to raise the price to this to offset the live entertainment, it's not an every night occurrence if they don't have some kind of entertainment. It's the straight price then.
Yeah,
so it's just about them. That was
there. You know, there was objection mentioned to there being the drink price being raised when just the television was on, or into the question of live or a taped sporting event shown on television. If there's any excuse to raise the price, that seems good to me, because people will consume less when the price goes up.
Oh, no. Now, live entertainment usually is late in the evening. Now, a television program can be played in the morning, and that's an all-day drinking bout. I don't agree with having raised the price for a television unless it's, like they said, the cost to the...
I think what you're getting at here, Catherine, is that you fear that they'll turn on the TV and then
whatever
for most of the day they turn it off, and then prices go back down and create an artificial happy hour.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I think they're getting at.
And you can turn on, you know, you have cable TV, you can turn it on 24 hours a day.
And then discretionary turn it off whenever you want to create an artificial happy hour. That's what you're getting
at. And that's what we're getting at. You have to be very careful. You know, we have a dram shop bill, but then one word was inserted. Well, two, criminal intent. And it made that bill absolutely worthless. So we're very leery and very skittish. You can't prove criminal intent. You're a lawyer, you know that. And so that makes us very skittish about anything that's inserted or anything that's done with the bill that we have that's working. No one with criminal intent will serve an already drunk person. Worded in that way.
But it was gross.
And the word...
Criminal
negligence. Yeah, criminal negligence.
Plenty of suits are being settled, however, for large sums of money, even with criminal being in there.
We haven't seen, not one.
Catherine, will your organization be communicating with the committee about your position on paragraph 4?
We will be extending a letter.
If there's expense to the establishment owner, that you wouldn't object to allowing the price of the drink to rise
during
those times?
Live entertainment, right.
That incurs a cost to the
to
the bar owner.
Well, that was the intent of the original happy hour bill, so we have no objection.
Okay. When you've had a chance to think about it some more, if you've got some suggested language, welcome that too. Some language for that paragraph that you think would more precisely address just what we talked about.
Great.
Feel free to suggest
it. We will do that then. Okay. We will send it. Okay. Thank you for listening to me.
Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Thank you, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Next signed up to testify is Mike Gordon.
Hello, I'm Mike Gordon. I'm here to testify on behalf of the industry. And, it's been stated that none of the items that are being proposed here are not reflected on the little sheet of paper that Kathy and I talked about. However, that's incorrect. Item number one is not addressed on the yellow sheet that Kathy and I talked about. My personal...
The way that is, and I don't necessarily agree with this proposal, but when I contacted the drafters, I said, there's a potential problem with paragraph number one here. And the problem is the things that we talked about last year. If there was a spilled drink, or you wanted to give a drink to the wedding couples or whatever. And so this was the proposal that the drafters came back to address that. So it is, I think that's also on the sheet, or we had talked about it. I know Catherine and I talked about that issue. And so that is their proposed solution to that. The committee hasn't endorsed that yet. there's other ways to go.
Okay, I'd just like to say that I prefer it the way it is rather than the way it's suggested.
Okay.
You mean the existing language?
I like the existing language better.
I think I do too.
I would prefer that just be left alone. It's going to be an ambiguous and very difficult area to enforce no matter what you do with it. I think it's more clearer the way it is now than the way it is suggested that it be changed. Moving on to the things that Kathy and I agreed to earlier in the summer, there were three things. One of those things was at the request of the industry. The other two were at the request of Kathy and Mad Mothers. The thing that the industry wanted was to be able to price product by the day. Now, as you alluded to earlier, Mr. Chairman, ex-Senator Fisher, had indicated to me personally and to a number of other people that it was not the intent of his original happy hour bill to prohibit changes in prices of product by the day. The bill was called a happy hour bill. It was not called an unhappy week bill. It's a problem for marketing product when we have to keep the same price on a product throughout the entire week if we have that price on it during any one given day of that week. We all get certain inventories that we'd like to be able to promote to some extent and to turn over. I'm not trying to suggest that we should be able to do that by saying, let's see, a good brand. I've got a bunch of Pacifico down in my basement right now. I don't suggest that I should be able to say if you get in here between 8 and 10 o'clock on a certain night, say Wednesday night, you get Pacifico for a dollar, but I would like to be able to sell it at a discounted price for the entire day or for the entire night shift is actually what I had in mind. I used to be able to do that before this statute came along with Michelob. I had a Michelob night. Michelob was a buck from 9 o'clock until closing. And that was allowed by the municipal ordinance, which did not, however, allow happy hours. I mean, you couldn't sell Michelob for a dollar between 6 and 8, but you could sell it from the time you started your night shift until the end of the night. And that's what I'm seeking, actually. Although I would be happier with the way it's written in the proposal than I am with the way it's written now. However, that would not give us the right to do it just on the day shift, or on the night shift or the day shift. The way I read it, we'd have to do it for the whole calendar day. It's still better than the way it is now. And it doesn't compress this discounted price into a short period of time where you're promoting stacking and drinking unreasonable amounts of beer or alcohol during a short period of time. That was the one thing that we requested. And it's something that Vic Fisher had told us he would try to accommodate us with if he were reelected, but as we all know, he wasn't. The thing that we offered to give Mad Mothers was some wording which is not in here in the proposal, some wording which would prohibit the pricing of a single product during a limited period of time, like hams for a dollar between 4 and 8 p.m., and that's the only time you sell hams. That's a marketing device that's been used by a couple of operators, one in particular here in Anchorage, and it had Catherine and other members of her organization upset, and I said, well, I think that's underhanded also. There's an attorney by the name of White who drafted some material for them last year who had the wording to take care of this problem pretty well handled, I think. And you saw that draft too, Paul. Now, if you want to include that in this thing, that's perfectly okay with me because I don't think any of the legitimate operators in the state are doing that kind of stuff anyway. The other thing, and on my little sheet of paper here, you'll see we want, and there's one thing, and we offer, and there are two things. It was Mad Mothers and Kathy that wanted the, as I recall it, wanted the word live before entertainment in order to accommodate their fear of what you were just talking about a while ago with them setting an artificially low price by having, say, a price for while the TV's on and then turn the TV off and it goes back down to the low price. Kathy has never had any objection to legitimate charges by operators for real live entertainment. And why should she? As we've indicated in previous discussion here today, it increases the price of the product. And that should never be a problem for people representing her group. Now, there was some other testimony saying that if you were allowed to price something, a particular product, say Michelob, at a dollar, say, for one day, that you could have Michelob for one day, and then you could have Budweiser the next day for a dollar, and so on and so forth. Well, you can do that today. I mean, you can have Michelob for a dollar today on your day shift, or you can have it on your night shift if you want, as long as you price it at that price all week long. And you can have several items available like that if you do it all week long. So there's really no effect in that particular situation, I mean, by changing the bill the way we're trying to do it right now. It doesn't make matters any better or any worse in that respect than they are now. All it does is make it more, it makes it easier for the industry to be able to price specific products and turn over inventory. Maybe I'm getting confused here. Do I sound like I'm confused? Okay. And it also doesn't have anything to do with the remarks that were made about 2-4s and ladies' nights and so forth. You can't do that. But they're prohibited by other parts of the statute and by the municipal ordinance. And I think you cleared up with them the problem with the television broadcasts, etc. I mean, there's a Hearns fight coming up pretty soon. It's been offered to the clubs at $1,000. I don't know whether the clubs are actually going to charge extra to see that show, or whether they're figuring it's going to be a draw and they'll make more money off the bar. I suspect that that's going to be the case. But that's a case in point. And I suspect that there will be more and more of those things coming along as we get into availability of decoders and the companies that buy these arrangements get a little more sophisticated delivering and marketing their product.
Okay. There's a question to Mike. In the case of a Hearns fight, for example, that will cost the establishment $1,000, is it your interpretation then that that would constitute live entertainment because of the additional cost?
Yes.
Kathy, is that your understanding too? I know that was one of the questions. You can have a rerun of a program that may not create an additional cost versus a live special broadcast. Right, the rerun, right?
Yes.
But the live that's going to be required by your...
He would incur a cost.
It's a live feed,
yes.
Right? Sounds like that. Come right along. Thank you.
Any questions?
One point that we've already discussed with staff is on the calendar day that we would need to add that suggestion that you just mentioned, that it wouldn't be allowed to only offer it for a short period of that day. That if it was priced for that day, that the product should be available for the entire length of the business day.
Sounds like we just put entire. That entire calendar day.
Might be. On that entire calendar day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or if there's some way. Let's see. No, calendar day suits me. Frankly, what I had in mind was being able to just do it on a shift, because I have a different price for my day shift and for my night shift for when my entertainment comes on. But
consistent all week long.
If I'm gonna sell a product at a lesser price on a given night, I don't mind starting it out at the beginning of the day and charging that same price for it. I mean, if I'm going to charge that price for it at night, I can certainly afford to charge that price for it during the day when I don't have entertainment. So, a calendar day is adequate. entire calendar day is probably better.
We may still need to add something in there, and is available, and is made available for the entire period.
The word entire calendar day will take care of that.
You think so? Yeah. Well, you see, it could still be priced for the entire calendar day, but they only bring a couple cases of it in between 6 and 8. And then, you know, see, that's what I'm worried about there. That's
well, that is being done in one place that I can think of right now also.
It
should be available, sure. Well, the ABC board has had the same sort of, we've had the same sort of discussions with regard to the restaurant eating place licenses with the menued items, and we've wanted to make sure that those people who dispense beer and wines and have a menu available have the items that are on that menu available during the entire time that they're open, not just during certain hours. Because, of course, as you're aware, that's been abused also.
One alternative we might explore in paragraph one, I don't know if the concern still exists out there in the industry that we had talked about during the session about the spilled drinks and the other things. If this language doesn't work, and I'm not particularly enthused with it either because it implies an intent, intent's difficult to prove. If this language doesn't work, possibly the committee could explore a letter of intent to pass along to the control board saying that we don't feel that the existing language prohibits replacing a spilled drink or furnishing a bottle of wine to a couple that just got married or those things. But those are not, in our opinion, marketing devices. Possibly that's another way we can do it without changing anything to statute.
I really like it better the way it is. I mean, at least the way it is, it makes it clear that you're not to offer or deliver free beverages. I mean, it says that you're not to do it as a marketing device. Now,
the term marketing device is a term that's specific.
It's a little more specific than the one that we're talking about changing it to. I mean, in other words, I feel more comfortable about replacing a spilled drink or buying a couple of drinks on their wedding night, etc., with the current wording than I would with the proposed wording. I mean, marketing device to me would be like promotional, more direct and premeditated.
Yeah, number one, is there still a concern in the industry about the interpretation marketing device to prohibit those type of activities?
I don't think it's an area that's being abused, frankly.
That's not my question. My question is there a concern in the industry that those acts, those innocent acts, as we see them, are being prohibited by this language?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that was the original reason that the language was
Well, revealed. there is, I think there are some people that are a little concerned about it, but I think that no matter how well you try to define the intent of this particular section, you're still going to end up with some loose ends and we might just end up making it worse is what I'm afraid of.
The existing language is better.
Yeah, I agree the existing language is better. But what I'm looking for here is any suggestions, if there is still a problem out there.
I don't think anybody's losing any sleep over it, not enough to where we'd chance getting something worse.
So what I'm really hearing here is from the time since last session, when the beginning of the session it was, you know, a problem apparently, but now it's cleared up that it isn't a problem, so.
I wouldn't say that it's a big problem, though.
No. Okay. Good. Are there any further questions, Mr. Gordon?
I have a question just for clarification, please. I assume that my instructions are to try to get language that this is dealing with the question of question of raising the prices during entertainment. And the committee appears to suggest that we should get some language that says it's okay to raise the prices during entertainment if there's a cost to the license holder for providing the entertainment. I would request a further guideline on that. For instance, if a bar has cable television, that's $40-$50 a month that they're paying for cable television. Is that enough of a price that we can allow raising? Do we want to deal with a dollar level, or do we want to say something like a significant cost to the license holder?
I think live says a lot, you know.
Live
as in a direct broadcaster, live as in, you know, warm-blooded.
You're saying no TV back there.
Wait. Okay, what we said was, yeah, no TV except for special events that are cost to him, not cable TV.
Which would be a live
part of the overall picture of the cost of having your bar. That, to me, is not you afford that. Like, having an extra waiter or something like that.
Yeah, we're dealing kind of with apples and oranges.
Yeah,
I hate that
phrase, really.
But you see, because still most of those TV programs are not live. The cable programs are not live.
But the cable sports events are live.
Right. Some of them are.
Well, that's the only ones that I can see that they would have. Yeah. And what would you have?
Well,
this American pageant, that's ridiculous.
Baseball and basketball are online, or not all online.
No, but there are a good many of them. Yeah. That's special events.
But those are not additional costs to the owners.
No.
What Mike is alluding to is a special fight, for example, that's going to cost them $1,000 of the fee.
Yeah. Yes.
That is considered a live.
What about this? Let's consider adding on to the end of view on paragraph 4. And requiring a one-time expenditure by the licensee. What I'm trying to get at, and I'm just throwing this out, is that it's got to be a unique expenditure. It can't be your regular cable bill. It's got to be the Hearns Flight example, where you have to pay a block of one-time payment for a one-time program.
Right.
A live performance and or... my bands are not a one-time expense.
Well, yeah, that's right. We'd have to dichotomize between live performance. We're just really concerned about the TV issue.
Yeah, the language that's in the draft now says entertainment means a live performance, that's bands, or a television broadcast if the event is occurring at the time it's being viewed, and it requires a one-time additional cost to the license holder in order to broadcast it.
Is that statute now?
No, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we want to say. Part of that's already here.
She just finished it off.
Yeah, right. That's it.
You having fun yet?
Well, we're making progress.
I think
that's
so.
That's what we're here to do.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Now, do we have a way of getting that language to the attorney, White?
We've got copies of the letter. Dave has it in his office.
Yeah.
You have it.
Okay, so is the plan, Mr. Chairman, to have another proposed draft worked up, including all the things we've talked about today, and we'll still be in a state of limbo at that point, but have another draft to review?
Right. There seems to be, this is what I propose to do. Have a draft worked up that deletes the first change is proposed, because the testimony now is the industry is not really concerned about that anymore. That secondly, makes those changes on calendar day, so it's the entire calendar day and is available, the product is available for that entire day. And the third change would be to add to the proposed language here, the proposal that Ginger made, that basically states that it's going to require one-time expenditure by the licensee to pull in that live television program.
And that, when we have that draft, can it be circulated to the interested parties?
Mm-hmm. We would add this one out if we would have to.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else who'd like to testify? Or is there any discussion on that issue?
Did Pat want to say something?
Well, you raise your hand. I got to say something.
Pardon me?
Do you want to come talk to us?
particularly, other than to say that, Mr. Chairman, my name is Pat Sharoff, Director of the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, other than to say with what you've just given in summation, I think adequately addresses, I think, the questions that we've been confronted with, particularly in the area of pricing. I think that's a significant issue, and I think Mr. Gordon alluded to some of that already. I started by saying that I think with what his summation was, I believe that that addresses all of the issues for situations that we've been confronted with. And I think the area of pricing is one of the more paramount ones in terms of needing clarification for licensees. And getting back to your first one about the marketing device aspect, I think I would encourage you to leave the language as it is. I think it gets too vague with those additional words that I think you've already decided on.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you
for that comment. Thank you, Sharoff. Well, then we'll go ahead and draw up another work draft that tries to do this again and circulate it to everybody. And I really appreciate everybody's input because I knew it was going to... I was suspecting we'd have to go through this again. So that's what this process is all about, is trying to work something out that's accurate to what we need to do. So I thank you all for being here. Catherine, did you
have a late person? Thank you for having this having us come and speak out loud with a group like this, because then you see that we are in almost complete agreement, almost not a day, because we do have a little bit, but mostly I think we can work together on this, that there, you know, it shows that we're just not out to do the whole business yet.
Yeah,
just to make it a safe business.
And I want you to understand, too, that I feel that it's very difficult to get something done unless you have a written proposal in front of you.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to make it real clear that I wasn't necessarily endorsing this specific proposal, but it gave us an opportunity to have something to work off of and get to something closer to something that we agreed to.
Very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, it's 3:35, and the Labor Commerce Committee is adjourned.
Oh, okay.